Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 6th. My name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day, kids from all around the world are gathering together to listen to these amazing passages of Scripture. Today, once again, we are in the amazing Book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 12 through 26. Then we go on to the amazing Book of Psalms, 149, verse 4. Well, the people were amazed when they saw Peter heal the beggar. How did Peter react to the crowd? Let's read and find out. Acts chapter 3. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this? And why stare at us as though we made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate. Despite Pilate's decision to release him, you rejected the Holy Righteous One and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. And you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Friends, I realize what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins will be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, our appointed Messiah. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago by his holy prophets. Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. Listen carefully to everything he tells you.' Then Moses said, 'Anyone who will not listen to that prophet will be completely cut off from God's people.' Starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today. You are the children of those prophets, and you are included in the covenant God promised to your ancestors. For God said to Abraham, 'Through your descendants, all the families on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant Jesus, he sent him first to you, people of Israel, to bless you by turning each of you back from your sinful ways." Wow. The crowd was really impressed by Peter. It would have been so easy for him to take credit for this miraculous healing. Instead of doing this, Peter was humble and he gave all the credit to God. He used this opportunity to teach the people about Jesus. God is very pleased when we are humble. Remember Peter's example and be humble the next time you're praised for something. Give credit where credit is due. Make sure you're giving credit to God. This is what Psalm 149, verse 4 says. The Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. How about that? All right, my friends, we've done it. We've spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be right back here with you sharing God's word. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy. You remember that his joy is your strength. And you remember this too, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.